Richmond will be the visitors on the scoreboard today, and leading off and playing center field will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, playing shortstop, will be Adam Buckus. Batting third, the left fielder today will be Dusty Adams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Scott Rigamer. Batting fifth, catcher today will be Cole Schmitz. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Dan Hansen. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Connor Doles. Batting eighth, first baseman, Corey Niewen. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Kyle Buddy. Doing the pitching today will be Luke Jokela, and he will be Dan Hansen will be DHing for him.
All right, Don, we're ready to go with Alex Buddy in the batter's box. And the first pitch to Buddy is strike called from right-hander Adam Niebauer, and the count 0-1.
We'll get the New London Spicer Twins lineup here in a little bit.
Followed to the screen by Buddy in the count now 0-2. We were continuing to get that light little drizzle that was falling on us here.
I think it's going to clear off for a little bit, Randy. I really do. I think we're going to be right on the tail end of this year, a little bit of rain, this according to the radar, but might be a little wet for a while.
Niebauer's pitch missing outside, and the count 1-2 to Alex Buddy. Niebauer, a big, tall kid. Pitch again, a little bit high, and the count 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Field looks good for a little bit of
it
rain
really
that
does.
We've had.
Yeah, know. It looks awesome. 2-2, Buddy laces this one foul down the right field line. And the count stays 2-2. Nice crowd on hand. Of course, we've had a rain delay today of about a half an hour.
If they play fast, Randy, I think we're going to get out of this.
The 2-2 as Buddy will loop this to right field, and that's going to fall in front of John Perkins for a leadoff single for the Richmond Royals. So one on, nobody out. And here comes Adam Buckus to the plate. Buckus playing yesterday, tweaked his knee a little bit.
That he
slid into the second base.
Okay.
Looks like he's doing okay. Niebauer delivers, and the pitcher calls strike in 0-1. It's Adam Niebauer, Don. Big, he's tall.
Oh, yes, he is. 6'6", 6'7", I bet,
would
huh?
Say he's probably taller than the home plate umpire yet, too, and the home plate umpire's tall.
Well, he's bigger than that even, I bet,
yeah. It's a little bit low and inside to Adam Buckus in the count 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. And Niebauer delivers. Here's a bouncer by Buckus to short. White flips to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time, and safe as Adam Buckus over at first base. And I don't know how he got on the field, but somebody's taking him off the field. So a fielder's choice. Adam Buckus now the base runner, but he forced out at second. Bring Dusty Adams to the plate. Dusty.
Buckus got down the line pretty good on that double play ball, didn't he?
He did. Niebauer delivers a little bit of an off-speed breaking ball, and that catches the corner, strike one.
I would say this Niebauer probably played basketball.
Yeah,
he's tall.
0-1 the count to Dusty. Fastball catches the inside corner. And the count 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes. Buckus takes a pretty nice lead at first. Held over there by Austin Rambo on the throw to first. Buckus back safely. Niebauer looks down to Scott Rambo for the sign. He's got it. The right-hander kicks and delivers, and chop ball by Dusty Adams at the plate. And the count stays 0-2. Balls, 2 strikes.
You see a lot of that, don't you? This region, there's a lot of chopping right behind the plate, right alongside of it.
I think the hitters,
maybe?
They're waiting. to work the count. Check where that pitch is. Confident that they can make contact. Breaking ball, Dusty Adams will stay alive and follow it up, and the count at 0-2 yet. The ball, it's two strikes. Scott Rugmer on deck for the Richmond Royals. One out here in the first inning. No score. Pitch is high from Nybauer. The count 2-2. Actually, 1-2. It might be 1-2. Here's Adams. A drive to right field. Coming hard is Perkins. Makes a catch by the foul line. And Adams retired. So two outs. And Scott Rugmer to the plate. Scott out in right field today. Scott steps into the batter's box with Adam Bacchus over at first. Nybauer kicks and delivers, and Rugmer swings and misses strike one. Big swing by Scott Rugmer. Kirby Hemish going through some signs over at third. 0-1 the count. Nybauer's breaking ball. That's upstairs, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bach is again with the lead. Nybauer comes home, and Rugmer takes high for a ball. Looks like 2-1. Looks like he's got a pretty good fastball, Nybauer. Curveball, very much different speed. Changeup, one strike. Yeah, changeup. Going on the play is Bacchus. Here's Rambo's throw to second, and in time to get a sliding out of Bacchus, and Bacchus doesn't like the call out at second, but that's not going to change. He is ruled out, and that'll do it for Richmond here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. After one half inning, Richmond nothing, New London Spicer coming to bat. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM. Making our way to the bottom of the first inning. No score, and Cole Schmitz throws that ball down to second. As the New London Spicer's Ben Kulta for Jake Rambo. Don, if you want to get that to starting lineup, you can.
Okay, Ben Kulta will be leading out playing third base. Jake Rambo will be playing second base, batting second. Batting third will be Mike Danielson, left fielder. Batting fourth, junior catcher today, Scott Rambo. Batting fifth, playing shortstop, Wyatt White. Batting sixth, playing first base, Austin Rambo. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Josh Soiney, batting eighth, the designator here, Dalton Rambo, batting ninth, playing right field, John Perkins, and doing the pitching for New London Spicer, Adam Nybauer.
There we go. Ben Kulseth at the plate. Luke Jokola delivered the first pitch for a strike, and now Kulseth follows it back to the screen in the count 0-2 to Ben.
Have you seen Luke Jokola pitch lately? Or
not a lot lately. As Colt said, swings and misses, he's out on strikes. I haven't seen him this year yet.
No, I haven't either, and I guess I didn't know if he was with him last year, was he?
You know, I believe he was.
Okay.
He was.
I know he's been with the team.
One out, and to the plate, Jake Rambo. And Rambo sees a strike, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Luke, about 23 years old.
Okay.
And Rambo will follow this one back and out of play. The count 0-2 to Jake Rambo. No balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Rambo's out on strikes. He is asking the umpire. So Rambo out on strike. Two outs, and Mike Danielson steps up to the plate. That was a nasty slider.
Yeah.
Joe Collette delivers. Daniel Chin a ground ball up the middle. Connor Doles by second. Throws to first. In time to get Danielson on a bang-bang play at first, and that'll do it for the Twins here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. One in the books, Richmond nothing, New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFN. One inning complete, no score between Richmond and New London Spicer as we head to the top of the second inning. Scott Ruggemer will come to the plate. Scott was there last inning when Anabakis was caught stealing, so it'll be Ruggemer, Cole Schmidt, Dan Hansen facing right-hander Adam Neibauer. Stay tuned for our post-game show today. We'll name your Audi and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player gets a $10 certificate they can spend at either Albany or Richmond, and a hat from the Chasm Farm Department and Farm Director Joe Gill. As Scott Ruggemer lays on the first pitch and drills it up the middle, a solid base hit.
Wow, he late for that one, didn't he? Hung that curveball right where Scott Ruggemer was swinging, and I'll tell you, he hit a shot up the middle. Good start for the Richmond Royals here in the top of the second. I'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Saw a few home runs yesterday, Don.
Yes, he did. Two of them actually by New London, back-to-back home runs.
Back-to-back home runs.
And Danielson and Rambo.
Ryan Wirtz hit one yesterday, and then on Friday night, Pat Ilias had a home run.
That was a huge one.
It was, yeah. It's been it. Nothing today, though, in the home run department.
No.
Not many extra base hits today, actually. As Cole Schmitz bounces it up the middle, Wyatt White will flip to second for one. The relay to first in time. And a 6-4-3 double play. 6-4-3 double play as Schmitz doubled up.
Pitcher's friend. That double play, a base hit right away to get a double play ball.
And designated hitter Dan Hansen steps to the plate. Dan, a left-handed hitter, takes the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Twins beat the Texas Rangers today, 6-5. Twins needed that win after taking two on the chin from the Rangers. Take breaking ball from Neibauer to Hansen is high per ball, and now two balls, one strike. More fans in the stands today. I see Flip Kaltoff has made it to the ballpark, along with Dave Corky Adams. Corky is here, too, today.
Oh, yes. I've seen John Dole. He walked up towards his dad over here, sitting in the bleachers with Gary Stiles, a bunch of former Richmond players.
Dan Hansen will take inside for a ball. Now the count full at 3-2.
Koltoff and Doris is here today.
Three balls, two strikes. Ready to go, Neibauer. Hansen the check swing, and I don't know what is going to be called here. They're going to appeal it, and no, they say, on the swing. So it's ball four to Dan Hansen. Scotty Rambo was going to throw it down to first base. Neibauer had already walked off the pitching mound. Little indecision there by the home plate umpire. And a two-out walk. There's Connor Dole stepping to the plate. Connor, right-handed hitter. And Neibauer delivers a strike, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Hansen takes his lead at first. Rambo holds him. Connor Dole takes strike two and 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Neibauer kicks and delivers, and Dole swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that will do it for the Royals here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played an inning and a half. It's Richmond nothing and New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute. Bottom of the second inning at Munich this afternoon. Luke Jokela facing Scott Rambo, Wyatt White, Austin Rambo here in the bottom of the second. No score. Richmond, no runs, two hits, no errors. New London, Spicer, no runs, no hits, and no errors so far.
We've just been informed that Todd Menke is in the house.
Todd Menke somewhere in
he's
the crowd
wandering.
Today.
He's wandering the grounds.
Todd was up at Leaf Fest yesterday. We got a number of text messages there, and we heard, too, that they were able to plug their smartphone into a speaker system and play the Region 15C broadcast to hundreds and hundreds of people.
Oh, boy, huh?
Yeah. Scott Rambo at the plate. The count, 2 balls, no strikes, and he takes low for a ball, and now 3-0. 3 balls. No strikes to Rambo. Strike called, and 3-1. Luke Jokela, left-hander. Kicks and delivers. Damn, that's blown away. Ball four. So Scott Rambo walks to lead off the second for New London Spicer, and that'll bring shortstop Wyatt White to the plate. Well, the infield for the Richmond Royals, Kyle Buddy over at third. At short, it's Adam Bacchus. At second base, Connor Doles. First base, Corey Niewen. In the left field, Dusty Adams in center field. Alex Buddy out in right field. Scott Ruggemer behind the plate. Cole Schmitz. And on the mound, Luke Jokela. Nice stop by Cole Schmitz. Jokela bounces one up to the plate. I think Cole Schmitz got most of his arm and no protection on that.
I think where the bare arm is there, I think that kind of punched a little bit. And leave a mark.
Jokela looks over to first. Rambo takes his lead, and the pitch right at the belt, strike one. Ball, it's one strike. Throw over to first. Rambo back safely. And that fan base down the right field line, Don. Still a lot of people here.
Yes.
Wyatt White will pop this one up foul and out of play. And that might be a job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown bar farming. A bumper job there.
It could be a bumper job.
Just off that silver bumper. That's hard to say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Wyatt White drives it to right field. There is Ruggemer to make the catch for the first out here.
What were you trying to say? White bumper?
Or just the shiny silver bumper?
Shiny silver bumper.
The silver streak, shiny silver bumper. One out. Austin Rambo, the first baseman, steps to the plate. And Jokela hits the belt and strike one. Well, on the count. Swing and a miss by Austin Rambo. Strike two. From all two strikes.
Austin Rambo's no slouch either. He's
a
good, tall, young, right-handed hitter.
Throw to first. Scott Rambo back safely.
Big boys on this team, aren't they? Some tall fellas.
Oh, yes. Yes. The ball, it's two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Rambo's out on strikes. Jokela picks up his third strikeout here in the first inning and two-thirds. And to the plate, Josh Joining, the center fielder. Signing. Digs in, and Jokela hits the waist again right at the belt, and 0-1.
Nice form out there, doesn't he, Jokela? He's a left-handed, not real tall.
Jokela's pitch inside, a ball in 1-1. 1-1 the count. Scott Rambo leads from first. Pitch, that bounces in the dirt. Scotty Rambo not real sure of how far that's going to bounce away from Cole Schmidt, so he hangs on over at first base. I think he could have made that.
I think so. It kind of looks like that got Cole in the same spot as the one other one did.
Right in the arm there?
Right in the in that fleshy part on the inside of the arm.
Two balls, one strike. Sweeney swings and misses strike two.
Sneaky fast, isn't he, Joe Blow?
You took the words right out of my mouth, Don. On that pitch, Sweeney was way behind
us. Yes, he was.
Two balls, two strikes. Joe Blow's pitch inside, and the count full at 3-2. Three and two, the count. Joe Klaw looks to first. Rambo should be off here, and he is, as Sweeney follows it back and out of play.
Ooh, look out, kid.
Yeah, there's the young kids playing baseball down that right field line, and bounces pretty close to him.
Oh, right in the middle of that whole pack.
Three and two, the count. Joe Klaw comes home again, and that's inside ball four, and Sweeney works himself a walk. First and second, a couple walks here in the second inning by Luke Jokola. I think the first two games were pretty good today. Last night, Don, in our ball game at Farming, we had 16 walks combined in that ball game.
16 walks.
Eight for each team.
27 runners left on base between the two teams.
There's a strike call. The designated hitter, Dalton Rambo, and 0-1 to Dalton. Balls, one strike. Jokola's pitch right at the knees and strike two. 0-2. 0-2 the count. Scott Rambo leads from second. Over at first, it's Sweeney. And Jokola's pitch just a little bit low in the count. One ball, two strikes. One, two the count. Two outs, two on, and the pitch is high for a ball and 2-2. Walt Connie says there are a bunch of them behind the barber shop at Ronnie's and listening to the ball game this afternoon. So even when the barber shop's not open, they gather behind the barber shop, and
somebody's got to know how to give a haircut, right?
That's right. They're listening to the game and talking shop as Rambo takes just a little bit low, and the count full again at 3-2. Some nice pitches there by Luke Jokola.
We're sitting kind of high here, but that one didn't look bad at all.
No, no, it did not. The runners will be off again on 3-2 as Jokola kicks and delivers, and Rambo will follow this one back and out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. Of course, LeBron said she's back home now in her rocking chair after making the trip to St. Cloud. Listened to baseball all the way. She said, when Wally's away, I guess Wally's in Colorado, LeBron has dibs on the rocking chair. So Rambo follows it to the net again, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch by Jokola, a swing and a miss. Rambo out on strikes, and that will do it for the Twins here in the second. No runs, no hit, no errors, and three left on. After two innings, it's Richmond nothing, New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASN. Top of the third inning, Corey Nieland, Kyle Buddy, and Alex Buddy, the scheduled hitters, against right-hander Adam Neibauer. Neibauer, so far today, against the Richmond Royals, has struck out one, walked one, and given up two hits. First pitch to Corey Nieland is a called strike and 0-1.
It's like runs are hard to come by today, aren't they, Randy?
Well, you know, and that's what you get when these better teams play each other.
Yes, it is.
There's a reason that...
Good pitching again.
Yeah. First pitch, and now a swing and a miss by Corey Niewand, and the count 1-2 to Niewand.
So first game was 2-1 today, and second game was 3-0. There's only been 6 runs scored so far in 2 games.
1-2, Niewand lets that pitch sail outside in the count, 2-2.
This game is on pace for no scores.
The 2-2 pitch by Neibauer, and Niewand launches it to left center field. Sine filling the gap in left center, makes a catch for the first out here in the third. One out. Yeah, those earlier ball games today. Our first game had St. Martin defeat El Rosa 2-1. They picked up a run in the top of the ninth inning on a suicide squeeze bunt. And then our game that was just completed, it was Regal defeating New Munich today 3-0, eliminating New Munich from further play this year. And Regal continues its trot through the loser's bracket. First pitch to Kyle Buddy, a strike called, and now Kyle calls it at the plate, 0-2.
Sweller over here, too, he said it wasn't much of a showing for New Munich. They didn't score a run in the regions. They were shut out both times, 3-0. Yeah, sometimes that's just the way it goes. They had enough opportunities. They had some guys thrown out at the plate, and a couple base-running mistakes, but that's part of the game.
Yeah. 1-2 to Kyle Buddy. There's a chopper back to Neibauer on the mound. He's going to run it to the bag. Neibauer will. And the unassisted put out.
Must have wanted to get his legs stretched out a little bit, huh? Grandma was standing there. He goes, must not have seen me.
I know my son Trent, when he always pitched. And Trent always said, too, that he hated that throw.
Oh, really?
That throw from a chopper back to you.
It's true.
It's like, he said, I would have sooner fielded a bunt and let it fly than...
When it's automatic.
Yeah, when it's automatic, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the way I always kind of felt, you know, when you watch guys. You get a chopper to Kultz at the third, he'll throw it across the diamond and scooped out by Austin Rambo.
We'll talk more when we come back. No runs, no hits, no errors for the Richmond Royals as Alex Buddy grounds out. Here after 2.5, Richmond nothing, and... New London Spice or nothing. We're back in a minute. Bottom of the third inning, New London Spicer will send John Perkins to the plate. He'll be followed by leadoff hitter Ben Kultzeff and Jake Rambo. No score. Bottom of the third. Luke Jokela on the mound for the Richmond Royals. Struck out 4 in 2 innings of work. And the first pitch to Perkins, a strike call, 0-1. Don, we were talking about having that bouncer hit back to you on the mound.
It's a tougher throw than you'd think because you want to be careful not to throw it over anybody. You just got to stop, pick it up, step, throw.
Mm-hmm.
Except you're throwing it to the plate.
They're throwing in practice.
Absolutely.
It's just that there's the race against the clock. You got a runner running down the line oftentimes.
And I've seen one where they underhanded it and the runner was really hustling down the line and you underhanded. That ain't good either.
They beat it out.
Because I'll tell you what, you know, that ball gets there a lot slower by underhanding it. And I've seen that happen already. So I've also seen where intentionally walking people is tougher than what you think.
Perkins a one-hop shot to Connor Doles at second. And Connor will throw Perkins out. 4-3 on the putout. Just notice there, Perkins with some pretty good speed.
Oh, yes, he down the line.
Move down the line. Here comes Ben Kultzeff to the plate.
I've also seen intentionally walk where pitchers have to, you know, when they used to have to, now we don't have to anymore. But to throw 4 balls where a catcher has to stay into that in that box until the pitcher comes with it, then he has to move out. So you're actually throwing at a moving target. Sometimes it's difficult for pitchers to do that.
I agree. It is very difficult.
Well, I've seen it already where they tried and they hit it over or throw it over the catcher's head. I've also played with a guy that went out and got one that he got a little bit too close with and hit it out of the park. So,
first pitch, Kultzeff falls to the net, then takes a ball, and now Jokela delivers high for a ball at 2-1. Ball is 1 strike. One out, nobody on for New London Spicer. The pitch a little bit low from Joe Coy, and now 3-1. 3-1 the count. I guess we got to get our picks in today. As they're coming up to count tickets, as Paul Seth will work a walk here in the third inning.
I think I'm just going to concede.
I'll take a box of candy bars.
Why? I got one, you got two, right?
Here comes Jake Rambo. That's right. Jake Rambo.
This is
takes
for me.
The ball inside and 1-0.
This is for me for the tie now, right? I have to
That's
get
right.
this one.
You got to get closer.
Right.
1-0 the count. Joe Coy will throw back to first.
What did you put down?
Oh, about two. As Rambo takes outside a ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jokla ready again. Delivers. There's a strike called and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Rambo at the plate. Saltzett takes his lead, and Jake Rambo rips a single to left field. Dusty Adams will come up, field it, and back into the infield. And now the Twins have a little bit of a threat here in the third inning. First and second for New London Spicer. That's their first hit today off of Luke Jokla. And the dangerous hitting Mike Danielson comes to the plate. Danielson. Don mentioned that two-run homer yesterday. The Twins lost to Lake Henry. Pitch bouncing up to the plate from Jokola, and they stopped by Cole Schmitz in the count 1-0.
Just adding a little incentive to our pick here today. Whoever gets within two of the actual count gets two candy bars.
Okay. Wow. Pitch low for a ball and 2-0.
Two. Up or down.
Two outs, no strikes to Danielson. Jokola gets on the way, and Danielson swings and misses strike one. Two balls and a strike. One out, two on. Jokola kicks and delivers, and Danielson lops it to left. Dusty Adams looking up. So is center fielder Alex Buddy, and Alex Buddy will make the catch for the out, and there comes that throw back in to the infield, and Danielson just missed that one.
Yes, he did.
Got under it just a bit.
High enough, but not deep enough, but boy, Alex Buddy, you know, for throwing pitching yesterday, he really put a lot on that throw, didn't he?
He did get the ball back into the infield quick, yep.
If their tendons were tight, they're loose now.
Here's Scott Rambo. Scott walked in his only plate appearance today. Two outs for New London Spicer in the third. No score if you're just joining us this afternoon on KASM. And a breaking ball hits the corner, and 0-1 to Scott Rambo. The ball's in a strike. Jokola. Pickup move. Ben Kaltseth back to second. All one the count to Scotty Rambo. Kaltseth gets off at second. Over at first, it's Jake Rambo. And the pitch low and outside, and the count one ball, one strike. 1-1. No lack of power here at the plate. Playing pretty deep is Scott Rigmer on right field. Rambo loops it to right field. That is a solid base hit. They're going to send Ben Kaltseth. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's up the line. Going to third is Jake Rambo. He's safe and 1-0. New London Spicer on the RBI single by Scott Rambo.
Kaltseth with some pretty good wheels. That would have had to be a perfect shot to the plate. A little late by Scotty Rigmer in right field, which
Ben's got some wheels. He moves well.
That'll bring shortstop Wyatt White to the plate. Wyatt fly ball to right field and his only at bat. And he foul tips it into the mitt of Cole Schmitz. Strike one. Well, here Richmond Royals, you know, you got to score to win. You got to score some runs here to have a chance of winning. Well, it's got to put some runs on the board. Here's a shot by White, backhanded by Kyle Buddy at third. What a play. He throws to first. Five, three on the put out of White, and that'll do it for New London Spicer here in the third. One run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. After three innings, New London Spicer one and Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASN. Top of the fourth inning, Adam Neibauer's been staked to a 1-0 lead. We'll see what he can do against the Richmond order as Adam Bach is the number two hitter, steps to the plate, followed by Dusty Adams and Scott Rigamer. Adam so far today reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning against Neibauer. As the right-hander delivers, and Bacchus follows this one back and out of play. And off the back of
work.
That white pickup truck, another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. And Jolene got some Sunday work. Pitches high and outside, and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Bacchus laces this to left field, and that is a fair ball down the left field line. Racing into the corner is Danielson, and he'll get it back into the infield, but Adam Bacchus pulled into second base with a stand-up double. Just fair by maybe a foot down that left field line.
And boy, did that ball die in that grass.
It just stopped.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to come and get it. It isn't going to come to you.
Even with the ball hit in front of Scott Rugmer last night, too, it's just like all that momentum just got taken out of that first hop.
Yes, it did. Get a base hit over the third baseman's head here, like we were just saying. You're going to have to be as a left fielder. You're going to be hustling after it.
Left fielder Dusty Adams. Dusty Adams comes up to the plate. And you know, as an outfielder, Don, that might be an incentive for you, too, to play a little bit more shallow because you know the ball's not going to beat you in the gap.
Correct.
A little bit of a breeze blowing from left to right. Dusty Adams looks to bunt, squares around, and pulls back, and it's a ball high, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Now time is called. I know Kirby Hemish is going over some signs with Adam Bacchus. I don't know what that was all about. Wyatt White trying to keep Bacchus close. Here's Neibauer's pitch. Foot side of ball, 2-0. No, they did call it a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Neibauer from the stretch. A tall right-hander. Really taking some time, and now stares Bacchus back and steps off the pitching rubber. Little cat and mouse being played here now with, I think, Neibauer and Dusty Adams, too, because Neibauer's working on Dusty Adams as much as he's working on Adam Bacchus, I think.
Well, there's two balls and no strikes.
It's not so the home plate umpire didn't call that a strike. Adams looks to bunt, pushes it down the third baseline, calls it, has to come in and field it, and he bobbles it twice, and everybody's safe. What a nice bunt by Dusty Adams. Reaches on the air. Air by Ben Kaltseth. And Adam Bacchus goes to third on the play. Boy, amazing how a play like that gets everybody buzzing. You can just hear the crowd noise level has just increased like twofold. First and third for the Royals here. Scott Rugmer, 1-for-1 today. First pitch, a strike call to Scotty, 0-1. 1-0, New London Spicer is leading this ball game.
Then you work to the meat of the order here now with Dusty getting that bunt down.
nobody out. Dybauer kicks and delivers, and Rugema, a one-hop shot to Rambo at second. He knocks it down, the throw to first by Wyatt White, and they still get Rugema. Coming across to score is Marcus, and sliding in safe is Dusty Adams at second. But Jake Rambo, that ball just ate him up on a shot to second base.
It bounced off of him. I thought it was going to go right straight to the shortstop. He would almost had a chance at a double play if that would have been over a little
right,
bit.
Right, right.
Wow, that was good.
So score that one 4-6-3, and they only get one out. Adams at second, and here's Cole Schmitz. One out, Dusty Adams, the base runner at second. Bacchus has scored to tie this game up 1-1. Schmitz a ground ball to short, wide, White up with it. He one hops it to first, and Rambo can't handle the hop. And Schmitz is safe on another throwing error by the infield, or another error by the infield.
Wow. They're unraveling a little bit here for the Twins.
So runners at first and second for Richmond, and here comes Dan Hansen to the plate. Dan Hansen walked in his first at-bat. Adams leads from second, and Neibauer's pitch is low and inside, ball one. 1-0 the count. Neibauer staring back to Adams, and the breaking ball crosses the plate for a strike and 1-1.
That's tough to watch, isn't it?
That is a very slow breaking ball.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting, the difference in speed between that breaking ball and his fastball. Another breaking ball that's slow, and Hansen ground ball to Rambo at second. He throws to first from his behind and still gets Hansen at first. What an athletic play there by Jake Rambo, who dove on the grass.
Just enough that he got to that ball, and he slid on his butt and threw him out at first base hit, which was a big play. Always he'd end up here with bases loaded with only one out.
Now there's two outs. Hansen retired 4-3. Dusty Adams moves to third. Cole Schmitz to second. And here's Connor Doles at the plate with this game tied 1-1. Connor struck out in his first at-bat as Neibauer delivers the strike to Connor Doles, and 0-1.
Going to keep him out there because that's where Connor was not making any close contact with it.
0-1 the count to Doles. Neibauer's pitch, breaking ball, and Connor Doles swings through that and misses. Strike two, 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Oh, to the count, Neibauer kicks and delivers, and pitches low. The count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Adam Neibauer ready again. He comes home, and Doles stays alive with a foul to the netting. Count at 1-2 yet. Ball and two strikes, and now Scott Rambo to have a word with his right-hander. I think Scott may have said something to that effect, Don, that we got him on the outside corner last time.
Absolutely.
That's where they might continue to work, Connor Doles. 1-2 the count. On deck, Corey Nealon for the Richmond Royals. Runners at second and third. The 1-2 pitch, the breaking ball, swing and a miss. Doles is out on strikes, and that will do it for Richmond. Here in the fourth inning, they get one run on one hit. There were two errors and two left on base. After 3.5, it's Richmond 1 and New London Spicer 1. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.